I will just read the words of our Lord as recorded in 1 John 1, verse 5 to 7, where we read, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Thus far God's word, and over to Mark.
Good morning, everyone. Let's turn to our Lord in prayer, and then we'll jump into the passage that we have before us, a very brief passage, just three verses. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, please open our eyes, help us to see, help us to understand your truth. Give the words that I would need to preach to help people to understand these things. Use what I say this morning to build up your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My family and I, we like Lego. All of us love Lego. Now, this is Duplo, I know. It's a bit bigger, but it's hard to see the Lego from way in the back, so I hold Duplo up. We love Lego. Now, we like to play with Lego, and my little granddaughter, when she was about 18 months old, she would love, when you built a tower and put it together, she would love to just knock it over. That was her favorite thing to do, and she giggled while she knocked over your tower. It was terrible. It was terrible. But now that she's a big girl, she likes to take the Lego, now that I've dumped it all over the place, she likes to take the Lego, and she builds her own towers. She builds her own towers, and it's lovely to see somebody go from a destroyer of worlds to a builder of her own little house in little villages. In John's letter, he connects the crucial Lego pieces of the Christian life. He connects them together so that we might understand how to live. Truths like God is light. Truths like God is love. And concepts that we have in the Word of God, and particularly in John's letters here. Truths like fellowship, truth, sin, cleansing. All of these things show us how the pieces fit together. And this is what John is doing for us in the book of 1 John. Today, as we go through 1 John, the challenge he often sets before us is, how well do you connect the biblical truths of life together to live life together? Now, last week, we heard that our fellowship and joy center on the witness and on the message that Jesus and his apostles proclaimed. This week, we're going to see a bit more about what John reveals to us. And in short, we're told that Jesus' disciples welcome God's light to drive out darkness, to promote fellowship, and to promote cleansing. So to walk through these verses this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the truth, the test, and the life. Those are our three points: the truth, the test, and the life. The truth is what we see in verse 5. God is light. The truth that God is light, it's monumental. It's life-changing. If this truth is really active in your life will change. John says that the biblical truth actually came from Jesus' own lips. Look at verse 5. He says, "This is the message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you." And these trustworthy witnesses, these apostles, they heard the truth and then they passed the truth on. And the truth is this: God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So connecting God to light is not difficult for most of us. We understand God is light. It's pure. It's beautiful. It illuminates things. We can understand that very simple truth. God is light. It's not difficult. But John does not only say that God is light. In John's gospel, so we're thinking between two books, the epistle that we're in now, 1 John, and John's gospel that he wrote as well. In John's gospel, he tells us that Jesus is God's light come into the world. Now, we didn't read that passage this morning, but we have read it before last week when we looked at John 1. And it says in verse 4 of John 1, in him, that is in Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Yes, there's another John to keep track of here, John the Baptist. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light. So John the Baptist was not the light. He was pointing to Jesus to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives life to everyone, was coming into our world. That's what John's message was. The light is coming. So when we take John's gospel together with John's first letter, we connect God to light, but we also connect Jesus to God. That's what John is doing there, connecting Jesus to connecting God to Jesus, who is God's true light. And he too, like God, is without darkness. God, Jesus, both light, both connected to each other. So if this is true, and as Christians, right, we believe this is true, this will change how we follow. This will change how we live. It will change us to know that God is light and Jesus is light, and we need to follow them. Okay, now, genuine Lego blocks. They connect well with other genuine Lego blocks. I've had the cheaper versions of Lego, and they don't connect as well to the other Lego blocks. Genuine Lego blocks, in order to ensure that I can connect them well, I need to look at them and say, are these really genuine Lego blocks? And yes, when you look at the genuine Lego box, you can find the Lego logo. And when you see the Lego logo on the genuine Lego block, then you know that it is a authentic piece of Lego, and it will connect well with other authentic pieces of Lego. Likewise, biblical truth is verified by witnesses to assure that we are building our life on the truth of God's word. According to John 1, the truth was that Jesus is God's light that has come into the world. And that was verified by John the Baptist, who was sent from God to bear witness. That's what John has told us in the first chapter of John. And John the Baptist was a witness to the truth. A burning lamp is what he's called a little bit later in John's gospel, in John chapter 5. He's also called a prophet of God in Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus says John is a prophet and yet and even more than a prophet. And in Luke chapter 1, Zechariah, John's father, when he's praying, he prays for his son because he knows his son is a prophet sent from God. You see, all of that shows us who John is. He can authenticate the word of God. In addition, John the apostle tells us, along with all the other apostles, the other 11 apostles, that they heard and that they saw and that they handled. They lived with Jesus for 3 years on this earth. So when all these witnesses give testimony of who Jesus is. It's like that 100-point check, ID check that you do when you go to the driver's license office. You have to provide all this ID to show that you really are who you say you are. Well, when the apostles and the prophets say who Jesus is, that is authentication that he is really who he says he is. See, anyone can claim to be the light from God, can be the true light of God. Anyone can claim that. But when an authentic prophet of God, someone who speaks for God, says Jesus is the light, you should believe him. Additionally, when a dozen other people, a dozen men, a dozen apostles, when they heard and they lived with Jesus for 3 years, when they say that he's the real deal, you can believe him. You can believe him. You have further verification that he is who he says he is. Lastly, in John chapter 9, if that wasn't enough, in John chapter 9, Jesus verifies his own claim when he says in verse 5 of chapter 9, he says, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. How does he verify that he really is? He heals a man born blind. A man who his whole life had never seen light. When Jesus met him, he gave him eyes to see. And that proves that Jesus is who he says he is. The miracle not only backs up Jesus' claim, but it reveals that Jesus' power is like God's power. He can create. He can restore. He can help you to see light. God and Jesus are connected. Both are light. Okay, so now we've seen the truth, right? We've seen the truth. We've had it verified. And that sets us up for the test. Here's your test. See, none of us in this room are fully mature or fully like Jesus, right? If I asked you right now, is anyone perfect? There'd be no one to raise their hand, right? Put your hand down. Karen just raised her. No, just kidding. So difficulties in our fellowship with Jesus and difficulties in our fellowship with one another arise because of the sin and immaturity still in our hearts, right? Any one of us can act like that 18-month-old little granddaughter, giggling, or maybe raging, knocking over other people's towers, and refusing to build with them. See, those sinful, immature acts are confronted by the truth that we just examined, that God is light. Our sinful immaturity breaks fellowship with God and breaks fellowship with one another. Look at verse 6. Here's what it says. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. See, walking in darkness while claiming that we walk with God reveals hypocrisy in our hearts. We can say one thing, but then we walk in evil. That's hypocrisy. And back in John's gospel, Jesus talked with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. And in verse 19 of John chapter 3, this is what he said. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light because their works are evil. See, Jesus, God's light, was unloved and he was rejected by evildoers. Evil people live in darkness, not in fellowship with God and not in fellowship with one another. They love evil. So there's this test that reveals our heart, right? How's your walk? How do you live your life? Do you walk in the light or do you walk in darkness? Are you like God or are you like evil? See, the test is binary. It's a yes or no. Either the light is on or the light is off. If it's on, you walk in the light. If it's off, then you're stumbling in the dark. The test is either pass, fail. And right now, if you're like me, you're like, I hate pass, fail tests, especially when I'm failing. I realize there's this monumental test and there's this monumental truth, and I'm falling short. And I begin to feel hopeless. How about you? Now, I failed a lot of tests in my life. I don't say that necessarily proudly, but I have failed a lot of tests in my life. Academic tests, financial tests, relational tests, moral tests. Likely you have too. One thing I've learned, when you fail, admit your failure. Go back, learn where you went wrong, seek God, and ask Him to help you understand how to correct it. That's what I've learned from failure. That's what I want to encourage us all to learn from our failure. What part will all of us get wrong in verse 6? If you look at verse 6, what part will always trip us up, will always get us to do the wrong thing? If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness. It's hypocrisy, isn't it? Hypocrisy will always trip us up. Saying one thing but doing another is evil. We must repent. Otherwise, we walk in the dark. Hypocrisy is a charge that's commonly leveled at Christians, right? It's commonly one thing that the people tell you if you're trying to share the Lord Jesus with them, you're trying to tell them the gospel. It's the one thing they always will say about Christians. It's just a bunch of hypocrites. The church is just a bunch of hypocrites, right? Sadly, often it's a correct charge, right? I mean, we do know people that are in the church, not you, of course, but we do know there are people in the church that are hypocrites. We claim to walk with Jesus, but we lie about our sin, trying to cover our sin with self-justification. Or like the Pharisees, we clothe ourselves in self-righteousness, acting as if God is just, you know, it's just, God, you're so blessed to have me in your family. You know, it's so wonderful that you know it's so wonderful that I'm in the family of God. See, either way, self-justification or self-righteousness, either way, it's untrue. We're trapped in a lie if we keep going on with self-righteousness or self-justification. However, as I said earlier at the start of this point, none of us are fully mature or fully like Jesus. Difficulties in our fellowship with Jesus and with each other arise due to our sin and our immaturity. The walk of a genuine follower of Christ will be imperfect in this life. So, how will you and I avoid hypocrisy? Don't tell lies about your walk with Jesus. Don't lie. If you're not doing well, if you've messed up, don't say that you have done well and that everything's perfect. Don't lie. Walk with Jesus and with one another in the truth. Tell the truth. Admit your sin to God. Admit your sin to others, those that you might have wronged by doing sin. It all makes sense, right? simple truths that connect together. This is how you live the Christian life. Connect those truths together. Don't walk in darkness. Don't lie. Walk in truth. Walk in the light. And see, this is the life that we live. And we don't walk this life alone. We walk it together. With Jesus, yes, with God in our lives, working in our lives by his Spirit. But we walk together as the body of Christ as well. The walk John encourages us to take is a walk in the light. The reason we're able to take a walk in the light is because Jesus himself, he is the light. And this brings us into fellowship with one another. Walking with Jesus together allows us to have fellowship together with one another. In other words, as we walk with Jesus, we walk together with one another. Together, we have life in our Savior. One of the most incredible, one of the saddest outcomes of the worldwide COVID pandemic was the incredible rise, statistically speaking, the incredible rise of people feeling isolated, anxious, depressed, alone. In the effort to fight the spread of disease, our world came face to face with the reality that humans are not meant for isolation. God created us for community. We thrive with healthy interactions with one another, and we shrivel up when we're cut off from one another. Not only are we created to be in a healthy community with others, but we're also created to live in a relationship with our Creator God. But if he is light, and we fail to fully walk in that light, how are we able to live with him? How are we able to live with one another? Well, the full solution will be covered next week in Michael's sermon. So come back next week for the full solution. But for this week, one thing in our verse, that last verse, to take the heart in your walk with God. He is light. He sees all. And he knows everything about you. Now, like that monumental test and the monumental truth, that can sound a bit scary. He knows everything about me? Oh, that can be terrifying, right? That can be scary until you realize why God sent Jesus. You see, he sent Jesus to deal with our sin. Verse 7 tells us the wonderful truth. As we walk closely with Jesus, what does it say at the end of verse 7? You can read it with me. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Jesus' blood. His life given to wash away all our sin is the solution for our failure, for our sin, and for our loss of truth in fellowship. Because of Jesus, we do not ever have to leave the light of God's presence. We should never fall away. We should never walk away from God when we fail, when we do wrong. Don't walk away from God. Instead, we should turn to him. Admit our sin. Don't cover it up. Jesus has washed it away. We don't need to cover it up. Besides, God knows anyway, right? It's not like we can really hide it from God. So today, again, we've seen these crucial Lego truths, biblical truths, Christian truths, so that we might walk in the light. First off, God is light. Here's one of the truths we've learned. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. That's a huge truth, and like I said, it should change your life, that we walk with the one who is light. And Jesus is the light of the world, is what we're told in John's gospel. And that's good news for everyone. Doesn't matter what your background in or what you have done or not done. It doesn't matter where you come from, whether you're high or low, young or old. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light for all who will turn to him. The other truth we've learned is that fellowship requires truth, not hypocrisy, not lying. So walk in truth so that fellowship is promoted among us. And lastly, that big truth that we just saw at the end, Jesus' blood cleanses us from all sin, allowing us to fellowship with one another and fellowship with our Creator God. You see, Jesus gave us his word. He gave his life for us. We can walk with him in the light as we connect the truths that we've seen here in these verses, and as we spend time with one another and with our God in fellowship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so pleased, so thankful, so grateful that you have been so gracious and merciful to each one here who's walking in the light with you. Lord, we know that our sin is dealt with. Your word has promised it in Jesus. We know that you are at work in us, through us, and you allow us to walk with you because of what he has done. Lord, in all of this, we do want to thank you. Lord, we do pray that we would apply these truths to our walk with one another, that we would admit our sin, but also be forgiving of the sin of others toward us, that we would be those who are tender-hearted and compassionate, loving one another as we walk together in truth and love. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.